You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Nicki Minaj spinning rhyme there with Usher. She came to give it to ya. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan right here with ya.
And Simo, it is officially time for this.
I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. You are fake news.
It's the fake news game.
Yes, Simo, I have three news headlines here. I will read you nothing but the headlines.
Righto.
Two of them are real news stories that happened over the weekend. One I have completely made up. Okay. All you have to do is try and guess which one is fake and which two are real. Simo, are you ready to read the headlines?
I am ready.
All right. Headline number one. Man arrested on drug-related charges after calling insurance company claiming his car was carried away by magic pixies.
Sounds true.
Headline number two. UK man attempting to clap for 24 hours straight in order to raise money for healthcare workers.
Also sounds true.
Headline number three. Florida police officer pulls alligator from underneath parked car.
Ooh. You know how much I enjoy an alligator story.
I do. All right, so Simo, those are the three news headlines. Two are real.
Look, the logic
One I have completely made up.
Yeah, the logic is difficult in this one because, like, magic pixies, as far as I know, aren't real. Now, I don't want to go out on a limb and...
Whoa, calm down there. Simo making bold statements.
Yeah, but the guy that's been arrested, what was that first one? It was very complicated.
Man arrested on drug-related charges after calling insurance company claiming his car was carried away by magic pixies.
Okay, can that be true? Because it sounds really fun. That is got to be true because I want it to be true.
Simo.
Yep.
That is the one that I made up.
You're kidding.
That is the one that I made up, Simo. That is not true. A UK man is attempting to clap for 24 hours straight to raise money for healthcare workers, and Florida police did pull an alligator from underneath a parked car. Simo, it was the magic pixies that I made up.
I was seduced by the magic pixies.
Well, maybe magic pixies are real because they seduced you into picking the wrong one.
Simo and Jordan.
Jamiroquai with the canned heat. Right here on Snow FM, Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning and about to talk the greenbacks, the pineapples, the money.
Oh, sorry, I was wondering where you were going with that.
Some people refer to... Is that still a thing?
Who refers to it as what? The greenbacks?
Greenbacks, the green. So that's a $100 note?
That sounds like some dodgy American football team.
Yeah, and then you've got your pineapples. Is that your $50 notes?
Again, that sounds like some dodgy American football team.
And then...
You're watching the American football. Oh, it's the greenbacks up against the pineapples. The quarterback's got it for the greenbacks.
Pineapple 50, the name of my new band. Talking money right now.
Billions and 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 billions and
no one has ever been richer than you are at this moment.
Maybe we could launder the money.
Talking this morning about those cheeky moments between you and your other half. How much money are you allowed to use, you
Hang
reckon?
On. Sorry, just quickly before we get into that. Donald Trump getting a fair run on the show today.
No, he's everywhere.
It's the second time we've used a sting with him in about, 15 minutes or something.
I think he's the most followed person on Twitter, next to the Pope, maybe.
Oh, that's... Well, for some reason when you said that, my first thought was, imagine who would win if they had a charity boxing match.
Yeah, well...
Donald Trump versus the Pope.
Which, they're both pretty rich.
Yeah, they just throw money at each other. Anyway, is it okay to use the other half's money?
Yeah, so in what context? So is it okay to use your partner's money, maybe a couple of extra dollars for getting coffee?
Well, Simo, you and I, we both are single, so we're probably the least qualified people to talk about this.
Well, you know, I mean, that's probably true, but we do use each other's money at times.
That is a good point.
Yeah, so, you know, we can probably
Don't read anything into... Don't put two and two together there.
We could empathise.
I tell you what, give us a call. 64572977. Have you used your partner's money for, I assume, not large quantities of money, perhaps just a couple of dollars to buy a coffee or to buy... I'll pay for your lunch or something like that.
Yeah, it's the idea.
You're not buying a Ferrari with their credit card.
I do's and the dollary do's.
Because if you are buying a Ferrari with their credit card without them knowing, that's when some people... Lawyers tend to get involved.
Now that's Christmas.
I want to be a Christmas at your household. Would you just buy a Ferrari for each other?
Casey getting in touch this morning. She mentions, we rarely use cash, but if we did, he'd have free reign. Mary mentioning, I don't know what's his and what's mine. It's ours, so fair game.
Mm.
Kathy saying that, apparently he gets his pocket money every week. enjoyable. So that about rounds it out. Oh, and Beck getting in touch. Happy wife, happy life. Yes, okay to take change for coffee. So ransacking the wallet's completely fine.
Oh, there you go. Apparently it is.
Let us know. You can get in touch online via the Facebook page. 5 right now, though, let's go out. Playing on Snow FM Breakfast. 25 minutes gone on your 9. We've got a top 5 that's on the way.
I know. I kind of sort of half know what top 5 this is.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
I'm mildly concerned.
Upgrade that mild.
Simo and Jordan.
5 there when the lights go out. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you. About to go 9:30 on the dot.
And Simo, what's your favourite type of pasta?
Ooh, I fluctuate. I kind of swing with my pasta tastes.
I see.
Fettuccine at times, spaghetti at others.
Mm-hmm.
The penne doesn't get much of a run. What is it? There is pappardelle.
I think that's the type of brand of frozen pizzas.
No, pappardelle
is
a...
Isn't it a pasta? Okay, clear. You just saw there how obvious my cooking abilities are. I've gone straight to frozen pizzas.
Yeah, the culinary skills. And it's a big, thick kind of pasta, that one.
Well, Simo, what were your thoughts on penne again?
Doesn't get much of a run. They're the short ones.
It's interesting you mention that because I do want to talk about penne. They're the kind of short, cylindrical shaped pasta.
The pasta for plumbers because they're little circular, cylindrical guys.
And over the weekend, a tweet went viral of a guy talking about pasta, and it has opened up a whole can of worms.
Right.
With people ranking their favourite pastas and least favourite pastas. And it's interesting that penne seems to be hated by pretty much everyone.
Yeah, well, it's just not as it's not as romantic, you know. With a pasta dish, you kind of feel like you're having an experience. Whether it's a moment on the lips and then forever on the hips with the penne.
Well, Simo, a couple of people have responded to this tweet talking about penne, saying penne, it can go to hell. Also, every time I've ever cooked penne, it's punished me. Got horrible burn on my face, tasting a noodle when some sneaky boiling water inside of it rushed out.
Because they're quite thick. Oh, yeah, there is that. Yes.
I like penne. I'm a penne fan.
But you're very basic when it comes to what sauces you're putting with your pastas.
Look, the jarred sauces are the best.
Yeah.
So what are you making, like an organic tomato-based sauce from scratch?
No, I just know...
All right, Jamie Oliver.
I just know that when you've got an overcomplicated pasta sauce, right, you want to really have it mixed through with your pasta so that it really...
And that's why you should have penne, because it's got a hole in it so it can get through and soak the sauce can get into the pasta.
But yeah, it's just so momentary. Like, it's just a... It only with you for just that instant moment where there is like a long piece of spaghetti.
Yeah.
It all harks back to Disney because everyone just wants to have that moment where there's the spaghetti.
Where they're two dogs.
Yeah.
And they've got one bit of spaghetti and meat in the middle.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, Simo, there are some people like me who are kind of backing up for penne and say, no, it's not that bad.
All right.
One person wrote, penne has ridges which hold onto sauce. Penne also has a convenient hole which fills itself with the essence of life, that sauce. Penne loves you and you should show more respect. Simo.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're fighting. It's always good to fight for what you believe in.
Yeah.
If penne is what you believe in, does that make you a pastafarian or like a...
No.
Is that where that all comes from?
I don't know, but I'm almost certainly sure that it's not.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan with you this morning, 21 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock. And recent news, everyone wondering where Kim Jong-un's ended up.
Yeah, no, I kind of read this story. I hope you know more about it than me, because I kind of saw a headline last week.
Yeah.
Saying that the North Korean leader...
Yes.
...was unwell, like very much unwell. And apparently then I saw reports that said, no, that was BS, he's fine, but now he's gone missing. Is that kind of roughly where we're at the moment?
Basically, he hasn't been seen for a fair while.
Okay.
You know when one of your mates goes off the reservation, you're like, haven't seen... Jared in a while. You kind of wonder what they've been up to, and it turns out they've been building hospitals in Africa. Africa, or, you know, they've been busy.
Are you trying to suggest Kim Jong-un has been building hospitals in Africa?
I don't know exactly what he's been doing, but okay. I have theories.
So you have these theories about where Kim Jong-un is?
Well, yeah.
Are they based on any research or just... No, okay,
yeah,
no, that's a no.
A little bit of research involved.
Okay.
But, yeah, so he hasn't been seen in a hot minute. So what we have is the top five places of where Kim would rather be. Top five.
This show has sunk to a new low.
Number five, Vegas.
So hang on, so this is you theorising.
Yeah.
Where Kim Jong-un is.
Might be, yeah.
Okay, you know there's a bit of a sort of a travel ban happening at the moment because of this COVID-19 thing. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
But if you're a leader of a nation...
I still don't think... I mean, I'm not an expert.
Yep.
But I've kind of seen the Donald talk about Kim Jong-un in, like, news stories, from what I gather. They're not the best of friends.
Well, that and Vegas, you wouldn't know if he was there because what happens there stays there, so you got no idea.
Well, I mean, I think US immigration would probably know. I think they might realise.
Number four, he's playing a great game of hide and seek with his sister.
I mean, he could be.
Because you know when with your siblings, you go play hide and seek, then they just don't bother to go find you.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Now I'm with you.
Yeah, because she's the one that's apparently might take over if he's not, you know, recovered or, like, found.
Interesting.
So maybe she's set him up for a game of hide and seek and then never gone to find him. He's like, oh, this is great.
I mean, let's put that on the maybe pile.
Number three. Now, obviously, North Korea famous for its, you know, weapons research and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chemical weapons. Maybe they've converted them all to making hand sanitizer, like Shane Warne's brewery, how they've changed that to make hand sanitizer.
Hang on, you've got to give us more information. Shane Warne, A, has a brewery.
That's right.
And B, is now making hand sanitizer.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's how North Korea, the future for them.
God, I'm just envisioning a future where you go to the supermarket and you've got two different brands of hand sanitizer. One has Shane Warne's face on it. One has Kim Jong-un's. Which one do you buy? Oh, this is a tough choice.
That's the future we're going to be living in. And number two.
I really don't know which one I prefer.
Number two for your top five of where Kim would rather be. Binge watching Grey's Anatomy because they finally got it on VHS. Come out, so it's available.
Well, I mean, there's lots of people binge watching various series on Netflix. Over the weekend, I binge watched Afterlife. That all done in one evening. So perhaps that could be what Kim Jong-un's up to.
Is that out on VHS yet?
Afterlife?
Hmm.
Well, considering it only came out on Netflix on Friday.
Yeah.
I would be surprised.
Probably hasn't reached North Korea yet. And
maybe
then number one on your top five from where Kim would rather be or where he is, Invisibility Cloak.
Oh, Kim's Harry Potter.
Yeah, he was there the entire time. He's just managed to, you know, hide very, very well.
Look, I'm not going to lie with you. I don't think he's doing any of them.
No?
Admittedly, I don't know what he's up to, but I would be surprised if it's any of them.
From where you'd rather be. That was your top five. Kim Jong-un, you know, I'm sure he'd rock up at some point. Here on Snow FM, the Bloodhound Gang right now. It's the Bad Touch. Simo and Jordan with you. 18 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock. Morning.
Simo and Jordan.
Ed Sheeran, Don't, on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. And how good is that?
How good is that?
It's brilliant or it's woeful.
Yes, Simo, we've got a couple of things here. We don't know what it is. They're all pre-recorded.
Hmm.
We have to try and work out how good it is. Hey, maybe it's not even good at all. It could be brilliant. It could be terrible. We will soon find out.
All right, here it is for today.
Holding the door open for someone behind you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hell yes. Yes, but also no.
Okay.
Like, as a person, happy to do it, but then I have become conflicted with it over time.
How do you get conflicted over that?
Because we're effectively keeping people out of jobs every time you do that.
What do you mean?
The doorman was once a very noble profession.
Yeah, at the front of 5-star hotels in New York, perhaps.
Hey, if you keep on opening doors to your own home and your workplace and just places in general, why do you think we don't see that many doormen anymore?
Because, I mean, you raise a good point, but I don't think that's because of... Okay, so just from where we are in the office here,
yep.
I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doors, 6 doors, none of which have doormen nor ever need doorman.
Well, probably because they're always being held open or chocked open. So
they just stay open.
Sometimes technology works against, you know, the unified worker.
You know what? I've been in big cities and stuff where they have had like these fancy hotels with doorman out the front. Mm. What amazes me about that is often when you go to pass one of those 5-star hotels, next to the door, they've got one of those circly doors.
Right, yeah.
You know, the ones where you kind of, you push the bar and you kind of revolve into the building?
Yeah, it's like a roundabout for human beings.
Yeah.
Yep.
So why is there a doorman there when you've got a perfectly, you don't need someone, he's not going there pushing the bar for you. Sometimes they're automatic, those things, so you don't even need it.
You know, it's just a good look, isn't it?
Mm.
To have a doorman?
I guess so, but like I mean,
you could afford one, you get one for your house, wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
If I could afford one, I would. But if I could afford a swimming pool and a water slide, I'd get that too. But I can't.
Okay, so slide and pool before doorman.
Anyway, leaving the fact that there may be less jobs around.
Yeah.
Going back to the original thing. So do you still hold doors open? If you're kind of going out of the supermarket or whatever, or, you know, you're in a position where you need to hold a door open for someone, you would do it. That's like a nice thing to do, I reckon.
Yeah, but another issue has befallen the doorman in that electric doors. So, you know, like the automatic open and close scenario has, again, robbed him of his job. But,
do you know a doorman or something that has lost a job? Why are you so keen on door? I've never met a doorman in my life. Before 3 minutes ago, I didn't realise that doorman was the name of their job. In fact, to be honest, it might not be the name of that profession.
No, I was
someone that opens a door for you. They might be called a door doctor or something like that. I don't even know.
A doorman is one of my early jobs.
You were a doorman. Now we know why. Now we know why you're so passionate about doormen.
It was a great job, but it's not really needed anymore, unfortunately. I miss it.
I mean, you're more than welcome to open any doors for me that you want.
I'm not going to open a door for free.
Yeah, and I'm not going to pay you.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan with you this morning on the way to 10 o'clock. You've got your news, sport, weather, everything to keep you all up to date.
And Simo, a little bit earlier on this morning, we were talking about pasta. A guy took to social media ranking his favourite types and least favourite types of pasta. And it's constantly viral because everyone, it seems, doesn't like penne pasta, which is like the cylinders with their ridges and grooves in it.
Exactly, ridges and grooves, little circular. It's the pasta for plumbers, very circular.
Well, Simo, you're not a fan of penne. I got to be honest, I don't mind a good penne. I quite like it. Head on over to Snowfam Instagram story, by the way. Let us know whether you like penne or not. There's a little poll there. It's only been up for like 15, 20 minutes, but so far, I mean, it's pretty even.
Yeah.
But people hating penne is just ahead.
Where do you reckon pasta's from, by the way?
Italy?
No.
Is it not?
Nope.
Okay.
Originally from Asia.
I see.
And then Asia, that's the conspiracy theorist, like how people are always like, bolognese is like effectively an Italian thing. No. Italy was a trade center and then like a lot of different foods. So like the meat and stuff is not Italian either. So it comes from two different places but was born in Italy.
All right, someone's been doing their research during their last song.
No, it's just like one of my favourite stats about spaghetti.
It's not actually.
Yeah, it's not actually Italian.
Oh, there you go.
Fusion.
If ever I need that piece of information in my life, I will thank you.
Spaghetti bolognese is like a dog that's a mutt that has lots of different breeds in it. Yeah, similar thing.
Not going to lie, if I was looking at a menu and I saw spaghetti bolognese and you know underneath the description, it said spaghetti bolognese.
Or a
mutt. It's like a dog. I probably wouldn't order there.
That's
and
true.
Perhaps would leave that restaurant and go somewhere else.
See, conspiracy theorists will say that's why we're in this mess that we're in now.
Well, head on over to Snowfam Instagram story. Whether you like penne or not, I've got to be honest, I'm a fan. I'm standing up for penne. I reckon it's a good type of pasta. Simo, you don't like it.
Nah, it's a bit basic. I think, could you do a macaroni and cheese in there or no? Because it's a completely different pasta, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the pasta expert here.
Yeah, there's a few out there. Lasagna, spaghetti, rigatoni, macaroni, ravioli.
Simo.
Cannoli.
Simo.
Yes?
I can see your computer screen. I know you've just Googled types of pasta
so
and you've got
many.
A list of pastas.
Fettuccine.
Look, you've scrolled across now to get some more. So you don't know all these types of pastas. You're reading them off the screen.
That one I do. You ever heard of spatzel?
Of what?
Spatzel is German pasta.
Okay.
Hmm.
So pasta is now German as well.
It's been around. That's what I mean.
Oh, this is so complicated. This is why I like penne. It's basic. It's easy. You have it with a sauce. It tastes nice.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.